Lauren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
We want it so bad. Barack Obama is with us on the World Bounce Show.
I appreciate you, Warren. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're now President Obama. The first thing you do you deal with the economy and the war?
Well, first of all, there's no doubt that the economy is going to be at the top of the list.
877-373-9766. 877-373-9766. Now it's time to light up the phones and burn up the airwaves. Here's Warren.
All right, Truth Fighters, you know I'm born and raised in Chicago. I'm a product of the Chicago public school systems. Went to Limbloom, Megger Evers. And honestly, Chicago is so near and dear to me. But it's sad right now because we're living up to the name that people have given us of Chi-Rack instead of Iraq. This past weekend, 8 dead, 43 wounded in shootings, including a 16-year-old boy. Joining me right now is founder of You Can Turn It Around. Antoine McHenry has worked at the Chicago public school system for the last 10 years. While working there, he's lost four kids to homicide. Antoine, welcome to the Warren Valentine Show.
Good morning, Warren. How's it going?
Good, brother. Now, you got this founder of You Can Turn It Around. How do you plan to stop the violence in Chicago?
Well, we're planning to stop the violence by trying to do something different. Normally, when, you know, you have all these killings, you got ministers taken to the street, you got people picketing, but the one component that I think people are leaving out is getting the youth involved in their own rescue. And You Can Turn It Around is all about encouraging youth to, you know, get on the battlefield and, you know, try to solve some of these issues that are affecting their generation. So we're going to encourage and we're going to support, but our main focus is to get them involved in stopping some of the violence and not just have them behind us.
Now, you know, I know when I was growing up in Chicago, I used to tell people this all the time, and people didn't believe me, but you had to be gang affiliated just to ride a bus in Chicago. Gangs in Chicago play such a huge part in everyday life. I mean, outside of L.A., I don't know any other city that has the gang connections and problems that we have. How do you stop the gang recruiting problem in Chicago? And is bullying a big issue right now in Chicago?
Bullying is a humongous issue. And in looking at the gang problem, you have to look at what gravitates people towards gangs. I mean, family, finances, and faith. I mean, people are getting in gangs because there's something missing. And we have to look and see what that component is. That's how I think we're going to solve the gang problem. We need to fix the family. And we need to see why people are gravitating towards these groups. There's some missing, and we need to give them what they're missing.
Now, I'm understanding from one of the producers that you helped change the life of some of the kids through music. What was that about?
We created an anthem, myself and my coworker, founder of LNC Music, Inc., LaShawn Gary. You know, the song came from a poem that I wrote about, you know, turning violence around and about turning negative situations into a positive. And we looked through our school and asked anybody, some of the students, would they be interested in getting on something positive and inspiring some people? And, you know, we came up with the You Can Turn It Around anthem, which basically encourages youth to ignore the negative, embrace the positive, and that they would be the changing force and changing their situations.
Now, let me ask you this, because see, realistically, I like what you're doing as far as trying to get these kids involved, but realistically, it's going to take more than just the kids getting involved. It's going to take the schools, it's going to take the parents, it's going to take the community, it's going to take the church, because let's just be honest, even if you have them turning in when they're with you, some of these kids are going home to parents who are gangbanging and selling drugs.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Warren. It's going to have to be everybody. I mean, it's going to take the churches without walls, people that are actually not preaching inside their walls looking for people to come in. It's going to take the schools. You know, I'm involved with Chicago public school system. My principal's on board with what we're doing. It's going to take the politicians. I've talked to my local politician, Emma Mintz, about the U-turn movement. It's not something that kids are going to do themselves. Everybody's going to have to do something about it, and everybody's going to have to contribute, and they're going to have to do it now because this is an epidemic in Chicago. People think this is normal, and the youth think this is normal, and this is a problem. This is not normal.
That's the big issue for me right there, and I say this all the time. We've allowed what was unacceptable when we were children to be the norm today, And because it's become the norm, when things happen like this, people just say, oh, that they probably was doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. That's why they got killed.
Right. So, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's time for a change. It's time that everybody come out of their comfort level, sitting where they're doing, and to get up. And it's going to take a fight. I mean, the violence didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to stop overnight. And you're going to have to pull a couple of people's cards. You're going to have to make a couple of people uncomfortable. Alderman, what are you doing
right
in your district? What are you doing besides asking for my votes or popping up during election time? Preacher, what are you going to do besides hand out chickens and turkeys and things?
Right.
What are you doing for the community?
Or lead a march.
Exactly. You have a 501c status, and you're doing nothing for the people of your community besides driving in and driving out. And we're going to have to tell them that enough is enough, and we need people to put their money where their mouths are.
How can people reach you? What's the website?
The website is You Can Turn It Around, the letter U, Can Turn It Around. You can hit the website up. We have the anthem on there. You can email us there, or you can click email, and you can email us at youcanturnitaround.com.
Hey, brother, thank you for what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. We're going to try to help you any way we can.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Warren. I really appreciate it.
No problem. All right, go to youcanturnitaround.com. Support them. Support them. All right, let's talk a little bit about housing and mortgage.